This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So when we come back to Tawheed al-Ibadah, worshipping Allah, by maintaining His unity in that worship, we do so in the way that the companions of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ did. We do not invent or introduce new ways of worship. As some people, for example, they want to celebrate the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. So they say, well, you know, this is something good. They may even bring a verse from the Quran. They will say, Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. They bring this verse out. And you say, well, what does it say, celebrate the Prophet's birthday there? You see, it's there, this is what it means. It's their interpretation. Right? Their interpretation. The point is that the companions of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ didn't understand that verse that way. And that's why they never celebrated his birthday. And he himself didn't understand that verse that way, and he didn't celebrate his birthday. And the early generations didn't celebrate his birthday. It wasn't until some 400 years after the time of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ that his birthday began to be celebrated in Egypt in the Fatimid Shiite rule. In the Fatimid Shiite dynasty in Egypt, the celebration of the Prophet's birthday began. So we said this is not legitimate. Some people say, well, okay, leave that aside. Just the idea of celebrating his birthday, what are we doing in the celebration? We're only remembering Rasulullah. We're asking Allah to bless him. You know, these are all good things. We remember his seerah, his life, and all this. These are all good things. You say this is not good in Islam? Yes, these things are good things. But to combine them on that day, every year, you have now created something new in the religion. This is bid'ah. Similarly, we could ask, if somebody suggested to you, this is, you have to understand bid'ah, sometimes it involves something completely new, like the idea of the birthday celebration, because we don't really have any precedence for it at all in Islam. The sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is not just what he did, but also what he didn't do. You have sunnah fi'liya, the sunnah of actions which he did, and sunnah tarkiya, or sunnah of actions which he didn't do, which are religion, dealing with the religion. Of course, there are many things he didn't do which he didn't like, personally. We're not talking about those. We're talking about things connected with the religion. The things he didn't do, it is sunnah not to do. Very important. Because if one opens this door, that as long as he said this, he said that, we can put it all together and come up with something which he didn't do, then the religion becomes innovated. You can now change the religion at will. Because I can bring something to you. I say to you, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, prayer in jama'ah is worth 27 times prayer by yourself. Everybody knows this. He also said, whenever you enter the masjid, you should pray 2 rak'at, 2 units of prayer, before sitting down. Everybody knows this. Let us put the two together. We come into the masjid. I now suggest to you, let us make Tahiyatul Masjid in Jama'ah. If I suggest that, what do people say? They said, no, you can't do that. Why not? Prophet ﷺ said, the prayer in Jama'ah is worth more than the prayer by yourself. He also said, whenever you come in, you should do this 2 rak'ah. Why can't we put them together and do it? Well, the Prophet ﷺ didn't do it. That's why, yes. He didn't do it, so we cannot do it. He made tahajjud in jama'ah. This is also sunnah. And he did it in jama'ah. We can do it because he did it. But to do tahiyyat al-masjid in jama'ah, or to do the sunnahs before dhuhr, the sunnahs after dhuhr in jama'ah, we can't do it because Prophet Muhammad ﷺ didn't do it. And that's emphasized by his well-known statement, مَا تَرَكْتُ شَيْئًا يُقَرِّبُكُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا وَأَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ. I didn't leave anything which would bring you closer to Allah without instructing you to do it. That's the bottom line. If it's going to bring you closer to Allah, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told us to do it. If he didn't tell us to do it, it will not bring you closer to Allah, no matter how good you think this is, how much reasoning you give behind it, it will not bring you closer to Allah. It will take you farther away from Allah. This is the basic principle based on the statement of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدْ. Whoever introduces anything new in this religion of ours, not approved by Allah and by the Messenger of Allah, it is rejected. This is to protect the religion in its pristine purity from change, deviation, etc., like what happened to the other religion, the other messages, which were of Islam but became distorted in time, like that of Christianity, Judaism, etc., etc.